Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here. You're listening to 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm a ball of all of the things right now. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I feel I'm a little bit speechless, which isn't helpful when you're a podcaster. I'm sitting in my hotel room. I'm in Tokyo and I'm recording this in the future, which is wild because by the time you listen to this, I will only be about 24 hours out from running my 13th marathon, the Tokyo Marathon, my 6th world marathon major. And that is absolutely bananas. For 5 Minute Friday today, it's the state of the state. It's how's my mental state. And candidly, I feel both ready and also oddly unprepared for this. And the unprepared comes from the emotional side of things. I feel as though I am not even understanding how much this is going to hit me on the day of the marathon, that running my 13th marathon is going to feel even crazier than running my first marathon back in Hartford almost over 10 years ago at this point. And it's a lot. But it's a good a lot. I have had a lot of time on my own this week as I've been traveling from Singapore, which was absolutely stunning. I cannot recommend it enough, to Tokyo. And in that time, I've just been thinking so much about two topics, really. One, the fact that this wasn't a goal for me when I started. When I started running, I was using running as a weight loss tool and only as a weight loss tool. I didn't love it at first at all. In fact, I did everything I could to just get through the run a half mile every day for an entire summer back in 2008. And now I truly cannot imagine my life without it. I spent time writing on all of the different things that running has helped me get through and overcome, the hurdles that I have persevered through because I've had this tool at my disposal, at least a part of the toolbox anyway, that has helped me navigate all of these hard times. And yeah, so many feelings. And so I never had this goal. I never aspired to run all the 6 world marathon majors, but over time it's what unfolded for me and I could not be more grateful. And then the second thing I've been thinking about is just how I want to feel in my life. I put up a post about this on social media, but this whole marathon training cycle, I've been plagued with different health issues and injury, and I finally feel mostly good heading into this thing. And what I've learned through my experience is that all I want for the rest of my life is to be able to move my body however I want, obviously within with grace as I get older. But I have a goal to be able to move long term, and that means thinking long term when I'm dealing with different issues, when I'm dealing with injury, when I'm coping with whatever it is that I'm going through, when I'm prioritizing recovery, right? And I know that this has given me so much, and how dare I use it as something that could also take away from me in the long run. And so as I sit here on the cusp of such a major accomplishment, it is not something that I take lightly. And it is something that I can say has been such a journey, but is also just the beginning for so much more to come. And yeah, oh my God, I'm so amped. And so my prompt for you this week: what is one goal that you want to accomplish in the rest of 2024? Again, that prompt for you: what is one goal that you want to accomplish in the rest of 2024? And now, a listener question.
Hi, Em. I love following all of your travels. I'm wondering if you can share what's one thing that you always bring with you anytime you take a trip. I have a big trip coming up, and I would love to hear some of your tips. Thanks.
Oh, goodness. I know I talk about AG1 and Element all the time, so I don't want to make this an ad read, but truly, I can't imagine traveling without them. I drink them both every single morning, especially when gearing up for a marathon, but every single morning regardless. The listener deals for that, the sponsor codes, I'm going to throw them in the show notes, but head on over to drinkag1.com/hurdle to get 5 free travel packs and a year's supply of vitamin D, absolutely free with your purchase. And then Element is giving you a sample pack with your purchase. That's drinkelement.com, drinkelement.com/hurdle. But the other thing I cannot imagine traveling without is, drum roll, I just did a little drum roll on my desk right here, the Airfly Duo. So basically it's this little thing that plugs into the headphone jack on the plane, and it allows your headphones to pair Bluetooth to the TV in front of you so that you can use your own headphones, which is such a game changer, especially with noise cancellation. I feel as though in my older age, I am like even more sensitive to how loud the ambient noise is on the plane. And so when I can put on my AirPods Pro Max and put that Airfly Pro Duo, Airfly Duo, I'll link the right one, I promise, in the show notes, and listen to the TV that way. It is, it's amazing for watching movies. I'm in my own zone and the noise on the plane doesn't bother me. So yes, that is what I would recommend to you this week. The other thing, I'm obsessed with my away luggage. I especially the bigger sized carry-on. It fits on almost every single plane I've ever been on. I've only had to gate check it once, and it is within the TSA limits of sizing. So can't recommend both the Airfly Duo and the Away bigger carry-on size. I'll link both of those in the show notes. I love your listener questions, so keep them coming. I'm running to the end of my pile and I could use some more. You can either send them by clicking that link, leave me a message in the show notes, or feel free to send us a message, voice note over at hello@hurdle.us. At Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.